Hello, welcome back to Combat the Identity Crisis with me, Tabitha Whiteside. Today, I'm just going to say hello. Hi, it's been a couple of years. Sorry I left you high and dry. I was dealing with my own identity crisis. Go figure. Isn't that just the way that it goes whenever you start to study and talk about and teach something, especially within the spiritual realm, it is what you begin to struggle with. So, where can I start? Let's just start back from the last time we talked until now. So you'll just sit back and enjoy the catch up. I don't want to sound too Oklahoman when I say that, but it sounds like I'm saying the condiment name. So, sorry about that. Anyways, clearly I'm out of practice when it comes to recording a podcast. So, let's just get into this. So, where have I been? Since we last talked, I had a second child, my second son, and he is now over a year old. So it's been a while. Also, last time we talked, I think I was really just like head first into, unknowingly, a lot of New Age, practices that didn't really feel right while I was doing it, but I just thought, it's just the depression that I'm going through. I just kind of need to like push through it and it will all work out. Like, I'm praying that it will work out. I believe that God will make it work out. Like, why would it not? And then I stopped doing all that. I stopped the podcast and I stopped, the coaching, the life coaching that I was doing, trying to figure that out. I stopped literally everything that I was trying to like push into. And, took a step back and realized, like, I started to really deal with what I was dealing with instead of trying to ignore it. And I wish I could have recognized what I was dealing with way before I actually did, but I am grateful that I at least did. I regret because I squandered the first 2 years of my first son's life by just mucking through depression and not dealing with things properly. And then I went to therapy because I got pregnant with my second son, and at the time, the OB that I went to, her practice started doing a questionnaire for postpartum depression before you actually had the baby, which was new. They didn't do that with my first son, and from that, the OB was like, so, well, from your questionnaire, you are depressed, and, you need to do something about it, because it's kind of bad. And I was just like, haha, I know it is. Like, I am totally in tune that I am severely depressed, but I just deal with it, and I will eventually not be depressed. It'll come back, I'm sure. I hope it doesn't, but, you know, it's just the ebb and flow. comes and goes, and it is what it is. Which is really why I hadn't dealt with it. Part of it. Part of why I hadn't dealt with what I was feeling. She was like, it's really kind of bad, so either we put you on some medication, or you can go talk to a therapist. And I'd already been considering going to a therapist, because my husband had just started. He had just started, like, that week before, I think he went to his first session. So I told her that that's what I was going to do, because I have been on antidepressants before when I was like a teenager, and I absolutely hated how they make me feel. And not only that, antidepressants are not meant to be on long term. So they're really just a band-aid for whatever it is that's got you, like, depressed, whether it is some life event or a chemical imbalance. Like, they're not intended for you to be on your entire life. So in my point of view, that's just a band-aid. So I decided I'll go to therapy and I'll kind of like flesh it out, talk about whatever it is that's like got me down, and we'll deal with it there. And the things that I talked about in therapy, I did not think that those were bothering me, and yet they came up. And we discussed them, and, you know, I probably could still be going to therapy. I would actually enjoy it, to be able to go, like, back to therapy, but life's a little weird right now. And I'm not struggling with depression, not that you have to be struggling with some sort of mental illness to go to therapy, but, I am not, and so, I'm in a pretty good place right now, mentally. Thank you, Jesus. But last time we talked, I was like in the depth of depression. I was really struggling with who I am. I didn't realize until I was like in the struggle how much of my identity was wrapped up into what I did and how I saw myself. So before I had my first son, I was struggling a little bit with what I was doing, because for the previously, for like the 4 or 5 years before I had my son, before the year before I had my son, I was doing what I had felt called to do, what I found myself in, like, by doing it. You know, when you, like, get lost in something and that's just, like, your truest self coming out. I got lost. It was video production. I was doing videos working at the university that I attended. And I really didn't care too much for the projects that I was doing, because the subject matter that I had wasn't my favorite. But hey, it was video production, and I was having a lot of fun learning and working in video and just being seen as like this creative person, which I am. But then a year before I had my son, I quit that job out of necessity, because my husband got a job in a different city, and we only had one vehicle, so he wanted to move to the city that he was going to be working in. And as the leader of our family, you know, okay, we will move. But that meant that I had to quit my job and find a new job. And the new job I found, though the company was pretty okay, the people were cool enough. I started out as a receptionist and then found myself in billings and contracts. And although I really kind of enjoyed what I was doing and I thought it was cool to be doing it, whenever somebody asked me, "So what do you do?" That dreaded question, "And what do you do?" I was feeling very insecure about what I was doing. Okay? I was feeling very insecure about being a billings and contract administrator for a roofing company, because that's a lot less interesting than a video production specialist at a university. Just be honest, okay? Even though the work I was doing, the subject matter that I had at the roofing company was a lot more interesting than the subject matter I had at the university, it doesn't sound as cool. And that's what was really bothering for me. And I didn't really want to quit the university, but, you know, I had to out of necessity. And then I quickly found myself a stay-at-home mom, and wow, did I feel judgment for being a stay-at-home mom. It was totally, I mean, I'm sure there were some from other people, but it was totally, like, all in my head. There's really kind of no doubt about, like, majority, like, I'd say 85% of the judgment I felt was just in my head. Especially, and I know that now as I've been a stay-at-home mom, a homeschooling mom now, for 3, almost 4 years now, I know that a lot of moms actually wish they could be at home with their kids doing what I do. But I didn't even consider that as a possibility when it came to, in that moment when I first, you know, became a stay-at-home mom. I was just very insecure with the position in life that I was in the season that I was in, and I didn't realize how much of my identity was being wrapped up into what I did as a day-to-day. And I felt that we weren't entirely planning for me to be a stay-at-home mom. It was like a wish that I had before I had a kid, and then it became like reality, and I was like, you know, there was a lot of like outside life situations that were affecting my viewpoint, my point of view, that made it hard for me to accept what I had become. But, you know, it was just a weird time, okay? And I was really struggling, guys. Like, I was just really struggling with what I was doing. And I didn't really want to have... it's not that I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom. Because, like I just said, like, I kind of was wanting to, before I became a stay-at-home mom, to be a stay-at-home mom. For many reasons, like, I didn't trust people in daycares. I've worked in daycares. I've seen how people are. And I've seen, like, my mom's worked in daycares a good portion of my life. And at one point, the last time she worked in one, she was falsely accused of hurting a child, I think it was, or something, like, ridiculous. And she was fired. And I was just like, if anybody can say that, like, you hurt your kid, even if you didn't, or if anybody can hurt your kid, like, I don't want my kid involved in that kind of atmosphere. So I didn't, you know, I didn't really, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I just I wasn't prepared mentally for it. I wasn't prepared emotionally for everything that was going on to go from being, like, the main income to, a single income, you know? It was a lot of just, like, outside influences and voices that were speaking to me and that were louder than the voice of God. And so, like, since we've talked, I've gotten out of the New Age deception that I was, like, falling into of this spirit, this idea, the manifestation idea, the word of faith idea, the prosperity gospel idea. Although, like, I wasn't, it was kind of weird what I was, like, talking about. So, you know, I don't really want to leave up the previous podcast episodes that I have. But, you know, I almost kind of do, because I don't want to hide the deception that I was in. Like, I don't want to act like it didn't happen. Like, I am just like everybody else. I can be deceived. I'm a human. Like, I'm not Jesus Christ, even though he was human. Like, I'm not perfect. And, you know, not everything that I said in the previous season was incorrect. There was just some weird stuff, like, weird stuff. And maybe in, like, a future episode, I might, like, discuss everything that I got wrong in season one. I probably will do that, because I don't like, not correcting my mistakes, and acknowledging that I made a mistake. So I'll probably do that. But I can't tell you when that's gonna be. So I fell within this, like, guys, I got so deep. Like, it was kind of ridiculous how deep I got. I hired, like, a pretty prominent business life coach. And I watched The Secret, thinking, I don't know what I was thinking, honestly, but I did. I watched The Secret. If you haven't watched The Secret, it's a bunch of garbage. Theological garbage, philosophical garbage, garbage. It's just, I mean, check it out, but if you want to, like, it's, do what you want. You have free will, but I would advise you to not watch it. So it's pretty tempting. And why put yourself in a temptation's way? I don't know. Anyways, so but I got deep, guys. Like, confession time, I got way too deep into it all, into thinking that it was my fault, that my, I guess I was dealing with a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, because we were pretty, financially exposed, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that my husband was working jobs that he didn't really like, just so that we could have a little, like, enough money to pay the bills and a little extra. I didn't like that my husband was the only one working. Like, I'm a worker, guys. I like doing stuff. And I like putting my energy. I just feel like it's wasted time. Like, God has given me every second that I have of my life. God has given me the ability to do things. I've got a good mind, and I've got willing hands, and I'm just like, let me do something, Lord, please. Because there's a lot of downtime, and I don't like downtime. Like, you've given me an entire day to rest in you. The Sabbath day is the day for the Lord. It's the day unto the Lord to rest and to be renewed within his spirit. And to, it's just a day to be set apart. So then all the other 6 days, I'm like, let me work until I just can't. Until I just cannot work anymore. That's a part of, like, my upbringing. That's my, like, work ethic. And as long as I have, like, a really good schedule and I have, like, an outline and, like, this is what I'm gonna do today, I will get it done. Although, I've learned to kind of tone it down a little bit, because I will work myself into the ground. Sometimes, literally, if I'm working with the ground, like, I will just, like, work myself into the ground. And my husband, over the years, has been like, can you just sit down and rest for a minute? It's really hard for me to do, but I have learned how to sit for a minute or two in between tasks. So, anyway, that's just kind of like where I've been. I've, like I said, at the very beginning, I had my second son, and he's, I think he's about 16 months now. Almost at the beginning of February, he will be 16 months. And, you know, I've kind of learned a lot, and I'm still learning. Like, right now I'm working on a Bible study that I'll put out online. Of biblical femininity, because I'm really interested in that topic, and because I'm seeing a lot of false, toxic femininity, and a lot of, I'm just kind of, I'm gonna be blunt with you guys, a lot of falsehoods about womanhood, women in general, the world has taken this idea of being a woman and being a man and twisted it into fluidity, and, you know, I could do an entire, I will be doing an episode on this, and if you follow me on social media, then you'll be able to see, like, whenever I do, like, the live. I'm going to have, like, a group Zoom, probably, to do a Bible study with, over the study that I'm currently building. But, this is kind of, like, where I've been. We're working on a couple film scripts. The two that I'm working on right now, one is a short film about postpartum depression and anxiety and psychosis too. I dealt with some of that at the very beginning of my first son's life. And then the other one is, it, It is a story about the small things in life having the biggest purpose in life. And that's kind of all I'll say about that for now. But anyways, it's good to be back. Now that my sons are older and I have a little more free time, I'm going to get back to regularly posting on the podcast. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed like getting caught up. If you want to, you can follow me on social media at Tabitha_Whiteside on Instagram, or at I am Tabitha Whiteside on Instagram. They're both mine. Unless you're in my local area, and you probably are not. I also started like a bread making business. I've always made bread since I was like in high school. My grandma was like, hey, you should do that. So I was like, okay, grandma, thank you for believing in me. You're the greatest human being. Thank you. You can follow me online on Instagram. That's pretty much where I am. I am not really on any other social media except YouTube. And then you can just type my name, Tabitha Whiteside, on there if you want to follow me there. Subscribe or whatever it is. I know it's subscribe. I'm just trying to be cool. Anyways, I'm sure the links will be available to you. But again, Instagram at Tabitha_Whiteside or at I am Tabitha Whiteside. That's TABATHA, not an I. And Whiteside is spelled color white and then side, SIDE. And then the same on YouTube, Tabitha Whiteside. So, I really appreciate you sticking with me and listening. And, this is just, you know, it's just a ride, guys. Learning about identity. I'm really excited to be where I am and being solid so that now with this podcast, I am not in the struggle bus, with my own identity. I'm not dealing with an identity crisis currently. I know whose I am and I know what he says about me. And I'm thankful for that. And I would like to continue to share that with you guys. So, that's where I'm going to end it today. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you next time.